Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Upbeat Dietitians Podcast.
Hello, everyone. We are doing another reaction video. We have been around for quite a while now, 3 years, which is a while for us. And we are going to talk about slash react to things we said way back when, which are kind of spooky. But it's some reflection never hurt anyone. So today we're going to talk about our Haze episode, which was episode 22, recorded back on September, it came out September 22nd, 2021, which is crazy because it's
Crazy.
now February 19th, 2024. So we're going to react to it. We're going to talk about our thoughts, how they've changed. It might be a little cringy, but bear with us. We're hopefully a little bit less cringy now. Probably
Yeah.
still
Oh, we're still cringy,
cringy, but
but in different ways. In different ways. We
yes.
did react to episode two back in season seven. So if you like the cringe, you want more cringe, go watch that one because there was some cringe, although less than we expected. So hopefully we get the same outcome today where it's like we're expecting a lot of cringe, but maybe it'll be better than we think it is.
Yes.
One quick thought before we get into our timestamps. And I want to make this clear, like now before we get into it, because last time we talked about Haze, we did not address that the best people to learn about health at every size from are fat activists and those in larger bodies. And in episode 22, which we're reacting to today, we were just sharing our point of view. And as we'll kind of get to, we talked about how we're not necessarily Haze dietitians, or at least we didn't think we were back then. But now, whenever we do talk about Haze and what it is and what it's all about, we try to mention that, like, for me, a thin white girl should not be at the forefront of the Haze movement. Like, I'm a very big ally. I talk about it all the time and that activism and all that stuff. But the best people to learn about this topic from is those who are the most affected by it.
Yeah, we're just providing our insight, especially from like a clinician standpoint, but like we should not be your main Haze resource in any ways.
Exactly.
Like even like body positivity, fat positivity, weight inclusivity, we should not be your main resource. And if we are, we will tag some people to follow
Good idea.
that are
Yes.
better. Better references, or it would be better to reference them. We appreciate your support, but please support them.
Totally. I think it's a good idea. We'll definitely include some peeps below. And one more thing before we get into our timestamps. We did this last time too. What are your first initial like thoughts on the vibe of the video?
So my first thoughts were I was very nervous going into this because we were skeptics.
Skeptic is a good way to put it, yes.
We were unsure if this was like we like got why it was helpful, but I don't think we fully believed why it was helpful.
Yeah.
So I was a little nervous for that. I think it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I
Agreed.
feel like my perception of younger us were just like these like obesity screaming,
Snooty.
snooty little girls who are like pretentious and just came out of college. They're academics. Like, but when I walk back, I'm like, okay, we're not as annoying as I thought we
They
would
have some
be.
good thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah. And even if we like might not completely agree, we don't strongly hate on it, which I feel like is just another, it's like a reflection of our personalities, where in some cases, I'm saying in some cases because I'm excluding you in those cases, because if we disagree on something, we're not going to go attack someone or create a video all about whatever it is and why it's stupid and dumb. Like, I feel like we've honestly gotten a little bit more abrasive as we've aged. So I didn't think it was too bad.
I agree. I was expecting the worst, but I think we deserve a little bit of credit because it could have been, again, so much worse. Once again, I think the biggest like first gut reaction I had was just like we look so much different. We look so much older. We are aging so quickly, it feels like.
I'm scared.
Making me nervous.
Me too.
Like, I'm not afraid of aging. I'm so excited to be like 30, 40, 50, but it's a privilege and a blessing, but it's happening fast according to what I'm seeing in these videos.
Yes. Even like looking back at like pictures of us from college, I'm like,
who are those?
Is this?
Feet eyes.
Yeah. But also we looked like children.
So right. Maybe this last time too.
We just have some catching up to do.
I think we're playing catch up. Also though, again, I'm going to note how our video and editing has improved. Audio has improved. We're getting
more confident.
More confident. We're getting better at our jobs, which is good. Good for us and for you, the listeners.
Yes. Let's get into it.
Without further ado, yes.
All right. Our first timestamp. This is going to be a short one, but I wanted to include it. It's weight inclusivity. Why did I read it like
inclusivity?
I know. Yes. Weight inclusivity.
Wait, that was wrong again. Weight
inclusivity.
Inclusivity. Yeah, there you go.
I like my version better, but
your version's way better.
That's
so on brand. Adding like, too many itties.
At least we haven't changed there. I was like, I just want to include this. So still struggling to speak. Here we are.
It's a struggle because we run a whole darn podcast, but half the time we can't get our words out. But it's part of our charm. We're authentic, is what it is. It's not a flaw. It's authenticity, which is valuable.
Yeah. You definitely know it's not scripted because we're really struggling.
There is no teleprompter here, that's for sure. No. Even if there was, we probably still would like stutter over our words and mix things up.
Yes.
I'm sure with that inclusivity thing, we had it written down somewhere and still pronunciation was just all amok.
All right. We're going to watch our next one.
I do try to take the focus away from the scale and focus so much more on these behaviors, because focusing on the scale, first of all, is just frustrating because it goes up and down all the time. And it's just such an external thing. You can't really control that much. Whereas you have total control over what foods you choose, for the most part. I guess there's situations where you don't, but how food makes you feel. You can start to focus more on eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're satisfied, that sort of thing. So I think that's a really good, I really like that part of Haze, is taking the focus away from weight and focusing more on those healthy behaviors.
I liked that we were appreciating some non-scale victories. Anti-scale, which is great. Something I did want to note was the one comment about having access to food whenever we'd like. You did make the comment that like there are cases that don't.
But like we should have elaborated more.
But now I feel like we do a much better job of discussing and becoming more aware of like food insecurity and accessibility. And that's just like us educating ourselves a little bit better. The only thing, something new I wanted to quickly note, and I'm going through this very quickly right now, is when we talked about hunger and fullness cues, this is something very recently, like past 2 months, I've maybe seen people talking about how like people with disabilities might not be able to utilize that or like register those quite as much, like ADHD, dementia, brain fog. Those are all going to be mental blocks that will create a barrier that won't allow you to gauge your hunger and fullness quite as well. So I think that's something that I think in our early days, we focused like so much on the hunger and fullness cue or hunger and fullness scale, but now we're a little bit better about like what specifically, like these are factors that are very valid and real that people struggle with daily that might be affecting it. It's not just like diet culture screwing you up that's affecting it. There are other factors at play.
Totally agree. I think that has been a big, like a very recent change that we're hearing talked about more. And it probably has to do with like things like ADHD, autism being diagnosed more. So it's being talked about more, which is great. And when it comes to our profession, like you said, it is something that we're just now learning about this far into being like practicing dietitians. So same, like I'm talking about hunger and fullness a lot differently now than I was back then. And this is where like the different types of hunger, if we want to tie it into intuitive eating, not that we have to always tie intuitive eating into it, but if we did, if I had someone who was like talking about intuitive eating and that was our approach, this is where the practical hunger piece would come in, where if we don't have the physical hunger cues because of diet culture or because of something like ADHD, we still know that we need to be fueling our body consistently. It's just we're approaching it differently and finding ways to get nutrition in when appetite's not really there, whether it's abandoning the idea of mindful eating and like eating while you're distracted or drinking your calories because it's going to be the only thing that, you know, keeps it down if appetite is pretty poor. So it is not just hunger and fullness. That's a big piece of all this. And diet culture really can mess it all up. Like being on a diet for a long time can absolutely get rid of your hunger cues, for example. And of course, if you're a binge eater, like that can really play a role on your fullness cues. But there's so much more to it than just the physical, physiological side of things.
I think that this is also just like, I was thinking about where we were. Like this was when the first 25 episodes we made, I was barely a dietitian. I think you were a year in.
A year and a half-ish, yeah, at this point.
Like we were still baby dietitians. Not that that's an excuse, but it's also, I think, a reflection of our previous education, our like personal past. Like we both have very privileged pasts. And how we're like raised. So I think it's just like we're older now physically
and visually apparently.
And luckily as time has gone on, I like to think we're still learning, which is good. Like who's to say like 3 years from now the things we might be saying now, maybe we're missing something, and yeah, that's okay as long as we continue to admit we were wrong. That's another big thing comes with learning, and then kind of just like elaborating on what we can change.
Exactly. I did make another note about the whole thing that I said about if you eat healthy, you'll likely be healthy. I would not say that now. Like that is barf. Like, why would I say that? We have learned a lot more about the social determinants of health and how there's so much more to our health than just the things that we eat. You mentioned like our privileges. I think that totally played a role into this mindset and this side of things too. And I do also wonder if our education could have also played a role in that. We were always being taught like nutrition as medicine. As dietitians, it's our job to help people eat healthy so they get healthy. Yeah. But there's so much more to it than that. And we've definitely learned that over time. And so, again, I would not go as far to say that if you eat healthy, you'll be healthy.
We would never say that now.
Absolutely not. That was one of the cringier things I said in the episode. I was like,
eh. It kind of like slipped in there. I was like,
there was 1 minute when I was saying that you have full control over your food choices, your face like did a little twitch. Like you're like,
It's okay. Now we're
one step ahead of me there.
It's okay. We're learning. Yeah. Now we're much more comfortable talking about it. I feel like it's like in the confidence thing. I was like, there are things like we kind of like, now we're like, yes. Oh my gosh. All right. Let's go to our next one. This is going to be a fun one.
Or, I like this. Not that I like that the one mix of
not that that wasn't fun, but this one is, it'll be short and sweet. Let's say someone's size does not dictate what type of exercise or movement they should be doing, and also if we see an individual participating in whatever activity it is, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's going for a run, whether it's water polo, whether it's
water polo
that came to my head, I was like water whether it's pickleball.
I've actually heard a lot about pickleball lately. I don't know why that's like a thing now.
I think it's coming back in popularity, but
kind of weird.
Yeah. So we should not be judging people based off what types of movement they choose to participate in. And I,
all right, that's enough. My brain still works at the same rate of
but we are predicting the future. I'm so impressed.
Yes. I'm excited for our 2024 diet culture resolution review episode, because I feel like we're already on it.
Okay, two things. I sent this to you the other day, Emily. The ramen, the wellness ramen that I saw. Yes. That's a thing. We totally called it. Also, on my YouTube like homepage today, I saw a video about rhubarb. I was like, is the algorithm just algorithming and like reading my thoughts and like my data and stuff? Or is rhubarb like becoming a trend, like we predicted?
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I like saw it and I was busy, so I didn't have time to like look more into it. But I saw rhubarb in the thumbnail, like a recipe or something.
And it was recent.
Like, that's true. I don't know if YouTube, if it's, it can be very old, but I'm assuming it was on the homepage.
My YouTube algorithm is all messed up. I'm seeing only videos from 4 to 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Except for like our dietitian friends. Those are the only new ones I see. But it could just be the algorithm.
Yeah. Regardless, rhubarb and wellness ramen and pickleball.
It's only February. It's not even the summer and rhubarb is coming
up. I know. All right. That was fun.
All right. That was cute and fun. All right. Our next one.
Oh, this one's heavy.
I know.
This one. Like, and then actually the next, all the rest from here on out.
I think that was it for fun ones, guys.
Yeah. Sorry. Buckle up.
A certain standard. So you're now considered healthy. But if an individual chooses to, if they want to lose weight and it's for their own personal reasons, not because society's pressuring them, not because a health professional is pressuring them, not because their family or friends or significant others pressuring them, which that last one makes me most mad. But I think it really I don't know what
it is. It's hard to put into words. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Cause it's your personal decision what you do with your body at the end of the day. And I think Hayes recognizes that. And as long as you're doing it for yourself and whatever reasons behind your motivation for that, I think it's fine. I was like waiting for me to like end a sentence. Constant run-ons. I don't know how to feel about this.
We were so close
watching this. I was like,
like what you were saying about like pressure from society, like that was all on point. Mm-hmm. But there's like one thing that we're missing whenever we talk about this kind of stuff in these videos that just isn't completely getting the point across.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what's missing either.
And like, I know because we started talking about like, I think the question that led up to that was, is Hayes weight loss like positive or like something like that?
Yeah.
And I honestly like don't know where... Well, from a Hayes standpoint, health in every size, we're going to treat people. We should counsel and work with people the same, no matter what their size is. We should not give different nutrition advice, medical advice based off of that. So then I don't know if weight loss, I don't think Hayes is weight loss positive from that standpoint, because I feel like I'm seeing this from very like fat phobic lens that are the healthcare field is right now, especially. in America where weight loss is very liberally advised with people who are considered like quote unquote overweight, where they wouldn't do that to a younger person. But that I feel like it wasn't answering the question. What I said was not answering. It was like not, I was going for the like body autonomy and like body neutrality. Like you can do whatever you want with your body, that aspect. But the question was about weight loss specifically with Hayes.
I think we were trying to beat around the bush a little bit on purpose because we didn't know the answer to that. And my understanding of it now is what I say all the time. Like if making health promoting behavior changes, like eating regularly throughout the day, eating a variety of foods, managing stress, sleeping better, if that happens to lead to weight loss because you were above your body's happy set point weight, whatever you want to call it, it's not bad that you lost weight, but pursuing intentional weight loss, like using weight as your only measurement of success, that is when we know we have the most risk of, you know, weight cycling, yo-yoing, disordered eating behaviors being established. So I think, my understanding now is it's not anti-weight loss per se. Like weight loss can happen. It's not a bad thing for your body to change weights, but pursuing intentional weight loss is not recommended because we know the risks of it.
Yeah. I don't think we had the guts to say that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I was like almost there.
Almost there. I think we were trying to avoid answering it directly because I think I said this later, but like we were in such a weird wishy-washy phase that it's only like recently we've just talked about this before on the podcast that we felt like we feel pretty firm in our beliefs. But back then we had no idea what we were behind, like what movements we were standing behind.
Yeah. And it's unfortunately something that like just being in the field is what like helped us the most. Like,
oh yeah,
we kind of knew, had some beliefs, obviously.
And we have lots of thoughts and opinions.
But it was more like, I feel like theoretical because we weren't working with people really. Well, we were sometimes, but from a nutrition standpoint, we weren't getting paid. Like it wasn't our job. We were little students doing our like exercise and whatnot. But anyway, I was like, when I watched that, I was like,
so close.
It's okay. We're evolving.
We're evolving.
This right. Next one is a yikes.
I don't wanna.
I know we have to. These last couple ones just really
gotta power through.
It's fine. We're fine. It's your personal decision what you do with your body at the end of the day. And I think Hayes recognizes that. And as long as you're doing it for yourself and whatever reasons behind your motivation for that, I think it's fine. I don't think Hayes though is like anyone who wants to lose weight has been brainwashed by society, which like, honestly, we all have been brainwashed by society with weight loss. Yeah, so like, that's fair. So I'd love to hear your thoughts because I feel like you'll say something more eloquent than what I just said.
Don't get your hopes up, but I actually really agree with what you just said. I think I kind of have the same view. I think it really depends on the specific person who promotes Hayes, because there are some, like, I'm going to use the example of dietitians. There are some Hayes dietitians who are very, very anti-weight loss. And like, that makes me leery of saying that I'm a Hayes dietitian, because I am all about what you were just describing, body autonomy. You know, if you do want to change the way your body looks, that's okay. But I think I said this before a million times on here, we have to figure out kind of the why behind why you're doing that and kind of focus on that first. So yeah, I do think Hayes as a whole isn't anti-weight loss. It is about that body autonomy. But if you ask certain people who do really, really promote Hayes, I don't think that they would say the same thing. But from what we've kind of just learned from like actual Hays itself, I think I would agree that they're not anti-weight loss, but they also aren't promoting weight loss either. That's definitely not the goal, obviously. Yeah.
It's basically what I just said. The only funny part, not the only funny part, one of the funny parts is I was basically saying that I would not like this version of me, like full blown, like weight neutral, Hays promoting dietitian. I'm like, I could never.
We were trying to play both sides.
We were trying to mentioning like the confidence and like how much firmer we are in our stances now. That's like such a good point. I didn't like really think about that. Like we've gotten so much better at picking a lane and staying in it with also while also providing nuance at the same time too.
Yeah. I also remember distinctly though that we followed a lot of dietitians over the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were following some that like we were still afraid of. I'm going to say still afraid of some. And we saw they were like Hays dietitians. They're still Hays dietitians. And we're like, oh, they speak. They feel so strongly about this. I don't know if that's us.
It's very funny that you say that because just today I was thinking about someone that I follow. So this person, I used to follow her because I knew her personally, but then I unfollowed her during this phase of my life because she is very much like Hays, weight neutral, eating disorder recovery. And it was just too much for me. But then recently I saw her on my For You page or something like that. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. And I refollowed her because obviously now I'm like, yeah, all about that. But you're so right. Like, it was a little bit too much for us. We weren't quite ready to fully accept the message that was being portrayed. I think that's important for us to think about now when we get like negative feedback, like people aren't always ready to hear this message. Yes.
I was just having that train of thought. I was like, it's not necessarily that they don't like us. Maybe they're just not ready to hear it or they're not in a place that they're open to hearing it.
Exactly. Because we were not for a long time.
Which we are also victim. The people doing the crimes. Criminals.
Nobody call us criminals.
Guilty. We're also guilty.
That's better. Yeah.
We are also guilty of following and unfollowing people quite a bit. So we've also been there. I don't know.
Let's just go on to the next one.
Let's talk about the next one because it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. Oh, God. I literally have in the notes barf and ew if that gives you any hint of what's to come.
Oh, no.
This is the worst part. There's a TikTok that I made of this clip that's coming up. That's how proud of it we were.
I like to use the H. This is so sappy. But say more like happy at every size, just from the perspective of from those clinical components, like we do know that people who are obese are at higher risk, not that everyone who is in a larger body is going to get these diseases, but they are at higher risk of type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure and other cardiovascular diseases, back pain, bladder issues. Like there's a ton of comorbidities that do come along with sometimes obesity, overweight, that sort of thing. But that's not to say that every single person who struggles with those is going to have those. So I'm having a hard time putting this into words today because I don't want to say the wrong thing because I do absolutely agree with almost everything Hays stands for. I just have seen a lot of different Hays people. They just take weight out of the conversation, which is good, but sometimes they neglect that weight can be dangerous, but it also isn't always dangerous. We have to really focus on the individual, what they need specifically, what their health is actually like, and not just make this blanket overview statement for each person, because that's just not how it works. Every single person is so, so different. So that's my struggle with, I'm not even going to say with Hays, because it's not Hays. I feel like Hays has really great principles and basic foundation guidelines, if you will. But with some people that enforce Hays, I do have an internal struggle with what they promote sometimes.
My Enneagram 9 was just like shining through big time in that little clip.
It's just refusing to take a stance.
Yeah.
And that's, it's like, let me say this, but
so bad. Okay. My very first barf is towards happy at every size. Like, who gave me the right to rename this movement that is benefiting so many people? Where do I get off? Honestly. Disgusting.
Yeah. I was like, I thought it was kind of cute still. I was like,
okay. You're a little like lip. You were like, oh.
I was like, it's, I know you're cringing, but I'm like, I still think it's cute. But
it's just the root of how it was based out of misunderstanding of what it actually all means is why I'm so uncomfortable with it. My other ew was, I don't even want to repeat it in like this version of me in case it gets like misconstrued on the internet somehow. This is a quote from a past version. When I said weight isn't always dangerous, but it can be dangerous. Dangerous? Was that the right word to use? I don't think so.
We have to acknowledge where you were in life, though, at this point.
I was literally a weight loss dietitian.
And when you come from a very heavy weight-focused education, and you're in that, you are more likely to be susceptible to these thoughts.
Correct. I made a note of how I would rephrase this now in case that's helpful for those of you hearing this and you're not quite sure what the problem is, why I'm barfing and ewing all over my desk right now. What I would say differently is that the misunderstanding of Hayes is that it's promoting that every single person in a larger body is healthy. That's not what it's saying. It's not saying that every single person in a larger body, quote unquote, overweight or obese, is just this icon of health. What it is saying is that those in larger bodies can absolutely be healthy, even though we're always told that it's not possible, because if you're overweight or obese, you're going to have type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, whatever. And I would also point out, while talking about this now, the concept of healthism and how you don't owe anybody health. And if you are unhealthy, whether you're in a fat body or a thin body, you still deserve respect, care, all the same things as someone in the opposite body size would receive.
We did not know what Hayes was.
We should have held off like, on this topic for a little bit longer.
We like kind of got it, but not really.
I think we understood it the way that the average person understands it. Maybe a little bit more being dietitians and getting a little bit more exposure, but we didn't get the full thing like we do now. You're totally right. We should also link below our episode on obesity as a disease.
I was thinking that. I was like, we would be, imagine like, remember, you know how they're like things that would make a like child from the Renaissance like die. Our obesity is not a disease episode would make this version of us die. We definitely go to listen to it though.
Yeah, we better explain, like, again, why what we're saying in this old episode isn't quite right.
We elaborate much more and understand it much better.
Yeah. I was going to say, I did include one other timestamp to end us, wrap us up.
Okay.
I did allude to this, but it's about, like, our stance as a dietitian and being so wishy-washy.
Yes, which I feel like just will wrap this up so well, because that's... a common theme of the entire episode, which is like the same with dietitians. That's okay if not all dietitians speak to you.
Yeah, like we're all gonna have different views. That's just like being human. So that's definitely not what I'm trying to say, that I like don't like people who are
no weight loss.
That's definitely not the case. I could get along very well with someone like that. And I could have patients that would, or clients, I'd even refer to someone like that. But what I practice as a dietitian is not anti-weight loss. And so those who have polar opposite views of mine is fine, but that is something I just have a hard time promoting because that's not what I do, I guess. Yeah.
No, I get it. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been, as a new dietitian, I've been kind of like having a mental crisis about that. Like, what's my stance? But then I'm like realizing I don't have to like have a stance. I can like change my view for every single person and like change the way I approach different situations.
Yeah, too. Like weight loss might be better for someone and another person, it might not be something we should ever discuss.
Exactly. And like,
but that's like very individual.
Yeah. Like I have some who love weighing themselves and watching their weight graph go down. I have others that I have told to throw the scale away because it's only causing more anxiety and stress. So it's just so different for every single person. And I think that was really the bottom line of what I try to do as a dietitian is making it individual instead of just saying every single person has to follow these specific guidelines.
At least self-awareness of there of it was not knowing what to believe.
I feel like until recently, we've discussed this before, like it was not until very recently that we feel so much more confident, which I know has been kind of the theme today.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first 3 years as a dietitian was exactly that. So wishy-washy, which totally makes sense with like the work environments and being so freshly out of a weight-centric education. But it feels good to like finally be in a place where I don't know it all, obviously. And like you said, we're probably gonna look back on this episode in 3 years and be so cringed out. See, we still can't talk, but that's okay. But I do thankfully, again, like feel so much more confident now in my stances, which is a good feeling.
I agree.
It's over. We did it.
It was. We're so brave.
We're so brave. Okay, final thoughts. The big question of the episode was, did we consider ourselves Hayes dietitians? We were obviously not so obvious about our answers. What about now? Do we consider ourselves Hayes dietitians now?
I think we're Hayes dietitians now.
Yeah.
I think we're done. We for actually sure. Know what it is a little bit better.
For sure.
And we're always talking about like fat phobia and healthcare and how we can better assist our patients and clients besides just focusing everything on weight.
Yeah.
And agreed. Like understanding the harms of dieting and discussing that and like weight loss is not a behavior change, like stuff like that. Like I would consider us Hayes dietitians now.
I would too. I think because we understand it. I think we were trying to get to this version of us. I don't know how, I was trying to think of a metaphor. Like we were trying to like break free of our little shell, but we just like couldn't crack it open. Like we were meant to be here, but we just couldn't get here for some reason as fast as we wanted to anyway.
Honestly, since we both are no longer kind of in these environments anymore, I feel like both of our first dietitian jobs were just not the healthiest environments. And we were both being fed different types of information. And then we'd come on here and like talk about it while we were also like knew what we wanted to believe in, but it was hard when your 9 to 5 is like saying something else. And it's a lot. It's a lot on little 20 something year olds' brains who frontal cortexes aren't even developed.
No life experience at this point. Like,
no.
Well, guys, we have plenty of other cringy old episodes. If you want us to keep reflecting on all this self-growth that we've made, it is nice. It's cringy, but it's nice to see how many great changes there have been the last few years.
And I appreciate us giving constructive criticism to ourselves because one, I feel like it's easier for us to criticize ourselves than taking criticism from others. Two, it is so interesting to see how just like our thought processes change.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do it, we're going to keep doing these reaction videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you guys are like adamantly against them. If you're like, I can't handle the cringe. We'll think about taking a step back. Otherwise,
we're here last day.
Last to review. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, subscribe to the YouTube if you have not, because you could have watched all of those scenes with us already, or if you've already listened to it, go watch the scenes with us so you can look at how different we are. We'll have the side-by-sides there. Make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars so we can keep having the will to do this and react to our younger selves. And yeah, oh, and then listen to our bonus question. We're gonna go chat and probably talk too much about our childhood trauma there. Mm-hmm. So
as always, all right, guys, fun. We'll see you next week.
Bye.